Thank you and welcome to the Borderline Fit Vixen, where I, Tania Mankra, your host, talk everything sexuality, mental health, and fitness. Let's dive in. Welcome back to my second episode, guys. It took me honestly quite a while to decide what I wanted to do for the second episode. So I had a few ideas about what I wanted to really talk about, and I decided today that we were going to talk about medication and manifestation. And why both at the same time, you might ask? Well, I still want to make sure that we're talking about stigma and how it has affected my life personally and how I know it's affected other people. But I also really want to talk to other people as well who are listening to this podcast, whether they are dealing with mental health or not, and the power behind manifestation. So I was lucky enough to have parents who were not gung-ho about getting me medicated right away. They were very into me finding a therapist that would work for me first off and foremost. So I'm super happy about that, because when I did get into my early 20s and I got properly diagnosed with BPD, that's when I did start medication. Unfortunately, some of the medications that I took left me with side effects that I now deal with going on into my future. Like migraines, they are not the greatest, but I feel like there is such a huge stigma behind talking about being on medication. If you're a diabetic, you go in to the pharmacy, you get your insulin, you're good. But if you have anxiety or you're depressed, it's seen as so strange to have to take medication because you're sad. And I just want people to realize, even if you have depression or anxiety or not, it's okay to have to take medication, because as I mentioned earlier, just like a diabetic is going to take insulin. If you have pain in your body, you're going to most likely take medication, right? So I just want that to be clear first and foremost. And then for those people who are not medicated, do not shame people for having to medicate themselves. If that's the route that they decide to take, then that's the route that they decide to take. I didn't jump on that bandwagon until I was around 22, 23, because I had honestly just had enough. And I was finally happy that I had been properly diagnosed. So that's another reason why I'm glad that my parents were not gung-ho about getting me on medication, because it would have been a huge mess starting from the age of 14, and who knows what side effects I would have had. So my advice to anybody who's looking to get on medication, to change their medication, whatever the situation may be, make sure that you have a doctor that you can trust and actually listens to your opinion, because the last thing you want to do is take something that you're not comfortable with. Do your research, just like you would do your research about anything just before you jump into doing something. You should make sure you do your research on medication as well. So the really good benefit to having a good medication is that I am more grounded. I feel a lot more clearer. I'm not dealing with the ups and downs of my depression as intensely as I was. Of course, I've had days where I'm tired and I have no energy, but now I don't have to attribute it to me being depressed and suicidal. So that has been like the best thing about me being medicated, because I honestly feel like I love life again. And it's been a really long time since I've said that. And I'm not saying that you should be medicated by any means. If that's not something that you want to do and you want to go the holistic route, definitely do that. But on top of me being medicated, finding the right medication, I've also been working on mindfulness. That is the biggest thing. It's great to have a medication that works for you, but you have to work for it as well. You have to work for having the life that you want to have. If you want to have more energy, if you want to be happier, if you want to love life, you have to do the work. So things like DBT, which I've talked about earlier, dialectical behavior therapy, are so important, especially when it comes to getting grounded. Okay, so we're going to get a little bit woo-woo here on this episode. For those of you who are not into this whole manifestation and energy thing, you're on the wrong podcast. So my question to my listeners is, do you notice when you're taking on too many of people's stories? So do you ever notice when you're just down because of the energy that you've picked up from others, or whether it's world events or just your personal experiences? And when I mean world events, I mean, like, you're watching the news and you see the horrible things that are happening in the world, like the things with Sudan, horrible things with Trump in the U.S. Do you let that affect you and affect your day? I'll be honest, it definitely affects mine. And that's something that I've had to personally work on. I've had to work on grounding myself and learning to clear my energy, clearing other people's energy. And I found that because I take on so much of other people, it's made me create boundaries in my life. I don't watch the news as much as I normally used to. The only time you really catch me watching the news is if I'm at the gym and it happens to be on the television. But there's a way to create clear energy boundaries with the people that are around you. This took me a lot of practice, and I found that I have been able to channel it a lot better from my mindfulness routine. So, the way to release negative energy and tension is when you meditate and you get out of the way. Take that in for a second. You get out of the way. So, I'll share a personal example with you guys. I was a part of a multi-level marketing company, and I was not happy with it. I did not have the type of community that I wanted, the support that I wanted. I wasn't seeing the income that I wanted. It just honestly wasn't for me. I felt like I got kind of roped into it because I was looking for a get money quick idea. We've all been there. So as I'm in this company, I'm doing my thing, I'm trying to push, I'm exhausted. And just one day this year, I sat and I thought to myself, I just really want to find a company that feels like a family. I want a team of women that I can work with who are going to inspire me and motivate me. And yeah, I can still make money from my phone and helping people get healthy. Guess what happened when I got out of my way, guys? A few months in, I'm talking to my sister about the results that she's getting, and she introduces me to the woman who signs her up. And what I noticed this month was that I had looked at this company before, not even realizing really what it was. And now, 3 years later, here I am in that company. I found the team of women that are so supportive. I've been making income in the last 2 months more than I've seen with the last company that I was with. I'm helping other women now make an income. That all came from me deciding to get out of the way. So I decided what it was that I wanted, not what I don't want. I started focusing on the things that I really wanted to create in my life, and I focused on making the shift happen. I reconnected to my power because I chose to focus on the positive stories. And when you choose to focus on the positive stories, you raise your energy, you elevate your presence, and you even boost your immune system to keep you feeling physically strong. Those positive stories are what make you feel good. And in the presence of feeling good, you are powerful. Your presence is your power. And that is why I talk so much about meditation. You need to set intentions like it's a full-time job to receive the universal guidance. And if you are constantly going back to that fear-based story, you are gonna get those fear-based realities. So easy for me to describe what it's like when I feel like I'm connected to my power and I'm present. Honestly, when I'm aligned in my presence, I am breathing a lot easily. Words come to me without me having to really overthink about them. I feel confident, like genuinely confident in who I am as a person, and people around me start resonating with that energy. I can feel it. I feel calm. I feel in flow. I notice synchronicities that are happening around me. And when I'm not in alignment with my power or being present, I feel like I'm stuck. I feel tired. I'm anxious. I'm annoyed easily. And honestly, nobody really wants to fucking be around me. I definitely feel disconnected when I'm not present. And this is why I talk so much to people about them not being present. Nobody wants to be around you when you're not present. You're not there. You're somewhere else. You're stuck in some sort of fear-based reality, and you're not connected to what's happening around you. So I'd love for you guys to take a moment and really answer these questions for yourself and get present Because, that's the whole point, isn't it? So, what does it feel like when I'm disconnected? Ask yourself that. And what does it feel like when I'm connected and I'm present to my power? And hell no, I am not always connected to myself or present. It's just easier for me now to get back to where I want to be. That involves me just focusing on my breath or having to get back into meditation. But I know where my power lies when I am positively present and expanding my outer life because everything just flows and I don't feel like I have to try so hard. There's one prayer or just saying, whatever mantra, whatever you want to call it, that really stuck with me that I got from the universe has your back. And she says to use this when you're disconnected. You can recite it, you can write it, whatever it is that helps you get back into your flow. It's, I witness that I am out of alignment with my power. I choose to see peace instead of this. And this has really helped me, especially when I see things on the news and I find that it riles me up, or when I see someone doing something stupid and it riles me up. This has always helped me to realign myself back to where I wanted to be in any given moment. Because in any given moment, you can choose. You can choose to stay connected to the universe, or you can choose to be out of whack and out of sorts and not in your presence. Choosing guidance from the universe doesn't come naturally to us. We live in a fear-based world, and our default setting is leaning towards fear. The same way that we manifest love and the things that we desire, by aligning with the universe, we also manifest chaotic things that help us align with fear. We're always manifesting all the time, whether you notice it or not. You're either manifesting love or you're manifesting fear. And it's honestly up to you to decide how you want to create your reality. And it all comes back to being present. So, what would your life be like if you knew you were always being guided by the universe? What would life be like if you were constantly choosing love over fear? It's not about avoiding fear. You can't avoid fear. Fear will never go away. It's about not pouring all of your energy into it or trying to avoid it. It's really about being able to make the shift and notice when you are in that fear and that negative reality. Because honestly, all you need to do is turn on the news, step into an annoyingly packed subway here in Toronto, or get stuck in traffic in order to for you to feel like you're hooked back into that negative fear story. Just like I talk about training your muscles, you also need to train your mind. You have to train your mind to create a different story and get out of the fear-based reality. It requires a lot of practice to help you awaken up to the power of your own creations because you are the dreamer of your dreams. You create the reality that you see. You create how you perceive things. So, what is it that you want to see? You need to be unapologetic about your answer. You need to be honest about your answer. Maybe you want to see a world without war. Maybe you want to see yourself in a romantic relationship. Maybe you want to see yourself walking into your big mansion. Whatever it is, you need to create the images for yourself. Whatever your answers are, read them without judgment. And once you have those responses, what I want you to do is then close your eyes and sit in stillness for even just 5 minutes. You can follow a guided meditation if you want to, or you can just focus on the things that you want to see for your life. And what I do, you don't have to do the same thing. You don't have to create a vision board. I'm not that big on vision boards as much as I am as big on statements. So you can have these written up and placed all over your house. In the moment that you see yourself going back to that fear-based reality, you have that story that you created, that new viewpoint that you created up on your wall for you to take in at that very moment and shift your focus. When you ask the universe for what you want and you write things down, it is as if you are creating a contract or an agreement with the universe. These are the things that you are going to focus on now. So you need to now give up holding back and fighting back with the universe and just release. Before I end this podcast, I just want you guys to remember that you are the dreamer of your dream. What you focus on, you create, whether it's good or whether it's bad. So instead of spending your time collecting fear-based stories, focus on the good of the things that are happening around you. Keep focusing on what it is that you would like to see. Because when you surrender to the power of the universe, you will always be guided to exactly what you need. The moment that you release hold and trying to control everything, things will just start falling into place for you. So guys, I appreciate you listening to this. And if this was a little bit woo-woo for you, sorry, not sorry. These are the things that have honestly worked for me and for a lot of people around me. And the reason I'm sharing this is because I'm somebody who comes from a fear-based reality, constantly stuck in the negative mindset, not something that I purposely wanted for myself, but that was where I was. So for me, I worked on these things and I'm still working on them. It is a daily practice. I need to sometimes clear my mind. The TTC pisses me off. People on the TTC piss me off. Sometimes I don't feel like going to work, but you know what? I get to go to work. I get to take transportation. You know why? Because I can afford to do that. I created a life for myself where I can afford to do that. I've created a world for myself where I get to go to work. I get to help people. So that's what I want to leave you guys with. Keep fucking dreaming your dreams, dreamer. I really hope you guys enjoyed this podcast episode. I really enjoyed making it. Please comment, like, and share this. Let me know when you've listened to it. It would honestly make my day. Tag me on Instagram at Tawny Star Fitness. Please share this with somebody who you know this would resonate with. And I hope to catch you guys in the next one.